Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. My name is Bradley, and I'm grateful you're listening today. Our lesson this week comes from Primary, Year A, Quarter 2, Week 9, Joseph, From Prison to Palace, which is based on Genesis chapters 39, 40, and 41. Our big idea for this week is, God is real, and He works in my life to show this truth to others. The prison door slammed with a loud clang. Joseph had lost his freedom yet again, and this prison would be his home for the next 3 years. But Joseph knew God's beautiful character, so he chose to keep trusting Him. Instead of sitting in a dark corner grumbling, he looked for ways to be like a light in the darkness. The prison keeper noticed. What did the prison keeper do? In Genesis chapter 39, verses 21 to 23, we read, "But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was Joseph's doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever Joseph did, the Lord made it prosper." So what did the prison keeper do? The prison keeper put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners. God was making Joseph a wise and caring leader. And whatever Joseph did, the Lord made it prosper. Through his actions, Joseph showed everyone that God is kind and good. One morning, Joseph noticed that two of the prisoners looked particularly sad. One was Pharaoh's chief butler, and the other was Pharaoh's baker. They told Joseph, "We both had dreams last night, but no one can explain the meaning of them to us." Dreams. Joseph knew about dreams. He told them, "God is the only one who can explain the meaning of dreams. So, tell me your dreams." The butler dreamed that he saw a vine with three branches. It budded with blossoms, shooting out with clusters of ripe grapes. He had Pharaoh's cup in his hand and squeezed grapes into the cup. Joseph interpreted the three branches as 3 days. In 3 days, the butler would return to his job serving Pharaoh. Next, the baker told his dream to Joseph. In his dream, he had three white baskets on his head. In the topmost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, but the birds came and ate them up. Joseph interpreted the three baskets as 3 days. In 3 days, the baker would die. Sure enough, that is exactly what happened. Once he was back working in the palace, Joseph had asked the butler to mention him to Pharaoh. He had done nothing wrong and hoped that perhaps, somehow, he could get out of prison. But the butler forgot all about kind Joseph. Poor Joseph remained in prison for 2 more years. One morning, Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, awoke, deeply troubled by 2 dreams. What were Pharaoh's dreams? Let's read Genesis chapter 41, verses 2 to 7. The Bible says, "Suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then, behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking and fat cows." So Pharaoh awoke. He slept and dreamed a second time, and suddenly 7 heads of grain came up on 1 stalk, plump and good. Then, behold, 7 thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them, and the seven thin heads devoured the seven plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. So what were Pharaoh's dreams? In Pharaoh's first dream, seven fat cows came out of the river. Then, seven ugly, skinny cows came out of the river and ate up the seven fat cows. In Pharaoh's second dream, seven plump heads of grain grew up. Then, seven tiny heads, the seven thin heads, ate the seven fat heads of grain. When the chief butler heard about the dreams, he remembered Joseph. He shared with Pharaoh how Joseph had interpreted his dreams while he was in prison. Pharaoh had his guards fetch Joseph from the prison right away. Then, Pharaoh asked Joseph to explain his dream to him. "I am not able to explain the meaning of dreams. God will do this for the king," Joseph said. God explained the dreams to Joseph, and Joseph explained them to Pharaoh. The fat cows and the plump ears of corn in Pharaoh's dreams meant that for 7 years there would be plenty of food in Egypt because the crops would grow well. The seven skinny cows and the seven tiny ears of corn meant there would then be 7 hard years of famine because of a terrible drought. This was very bad news, but Joseph had some wise advice on what to do. What was Joseph's advice? In Genesis chapter 41, verses 33 to 36 of the International Children's Bible, Joseph said, "Let the king choose a man who is very wise and understanding. Let the king set him over the land of Egypt, and let the king also appoint officers over the land. They should take 1/5 of all the food that is grown during the 7 good years. They should gather all the food that is produced during the good years that are coming. Under the king's authority, they should store the grain in the cities and guard it. That food should be saved for later. It will be used during the 7 years of hunger that will come on the land of Egypt. Then, the people in Egypt will not die during the 7 years of hunger." So what was Joseph's wise advice to Pharaoh? Joseph's advice was to appoint a wise man over Egypt, and the officers to collect 1/5 of the produce in the 7 plentiful years and store them for the future. Pharaoh knew Joseph was right. He would need a wise man to help Egypt through this crisis. But where would he find a man like this? Aha! He knew. He said, "Can we find a better man than Joseph to take this job? God's spirit is truly in him." Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. Joseph's beautiful character, his wise words, and his God-given ability to interpret dreams had convinced the king that God was real and that he was working in Joseph's life. Soon, all in Egypt would know of Joseph's God too. It's time for this week's scripture song. Sing along with me.
The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. Exodus 34 and verse 6. Oh,
Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for the example of Joseph's faithfulness to you, even in prison. Thank you that you are powerful and real, and that your word is full of prophecies that demonstrate your wisdom and authority over everything, even mighty kings like Pharaoh. Please help me to be humble and use the wisdom and abilities you've given me to help others in need. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.